Chase County Girls Track and Field. You've been working out. You're getting ready for that first meet coming up next week. And I know you and I have talked before about, of course, with the big thing this year with Chase County moving off to Class B. Your kids are going to compete their hearts out throughout the season. You're going to keep the same invites. It's just going to be a little different situation come district time. Otherwise, you're going to face some of those same teams during the season, aren't you?
Yeah, you see a lot of the same. I mean, and in the spring it's so crazy. It's just about individual growth and work. Our kids, you know, what the life of a small school go so many directions. I mean, we've had kids at Freedom Foundation out of Valley Forge and Philadelphia and stuff from the 13th to the 19th, supposed to be getting back to today, which may not happen. And then, of course, you get into the state FFA, FBLA, FCCLA, proms, every other thing that's going on, district music, and so our kids stay really, really busy. So gotta maximize the opportunities when you have them and keep them active and encourage them, you know, to be doing stuff on days like today when you don't, or when they're traveling, if they're in a hotel, at state competitions, on a treadmill, elliptical, swimming pool, up and down the stairs to your room, whatever you can do to try to keep them active and going.
Well, Troy, look back at your roster from last year to this year, and take it, a lot of those same kids hopefully came out again this year, and if they did, wow, you've got sprinters, jumpers, some relay kids, some distance, middle distance, field event kids. They had a tremendous season last year, and a lot of those kids who are underclassmen, they'll be back again for you this year.
Yeah, I think that's the big piece of it. I mean, that's the ebbs and flows in life of a small school. You kind of go in waves, and I mean, you know, we ended up 15th at state last year, which, you know, we felt like we were better than that. You know, should have been in a top 10 or pushed up there closer to 5. But I mean, we were down there with a lot of freshmen and sophomores and young kids, and there's always a learning curve a little bit. Sometimes you can get caught in the moment, but on the other side of that, I mean, we've got kids returning. You know, Riley Rusher's a sophomore, last year was 12.59 down there, and she snuck into finals, I think, going into 7th and ended up 8th, but ended up with a medal, you know, and her and Haley have both been strong in the 100 and 200, so, I mean, they'll both be there as long as Adele Eskew, and obviously you had Emily Randall, who's down there as a freshman with a 101 in the 400, you know, and Haley and Miranda run solid there, and Emily and Miranda, again, freshman and sophomore down there in the 800. You know, we've had, you know, Landry's been solid in the 1600, but we also had Kate Colson and Liz Hanna run 6 flat and 604 as freshmen, as well as Ari McNair 610 as a freshman. So, you know, we were really young on the distances and coming off a solid cross country season where Tessa Smith got 17th in Class C and just missed out on the medal there. And so I think she's one that's really shown great improvement and put in some miles and really ran well in the fall. And so I think, you know, there's opportunity for her to do some things there in the 16 and 32, and hurdles back with Peyton and Carly and Marley, and we've got another freshman that'll come in and compete in both the 100 and 300 hurdles and be competitive, and, you know, we should be able to be competitive in all three relays. You know, Avery plays 4th in the vaults back, kind of adjusting some stuff around a little bit in the shot and discus, you know, to try to generate some more points and potential in those areas. But, and yeah, same thing, Carly and Landry back in the vault. Carly was down there in the high jump. You know, Adele was right close there in the long jump. Peyton medaled in the triple jump. And, of course, Ava, we had a couple girls right there. Adele, Marley at 31 as a sophomore. And so we've got some kids that will come back and compete in those areas. So we'll take it a day at a time and see if we can get better.
Could have kind of missed in some ways the hurdles, the battles between the Potts girl from Perkins and Peyton Owens, your own young lady. Those two had some battles the last couple of years, didn't they?
Yeah, that's been a streak of about, seems like, the last 4 or 5 years between Potts and Jersey Milner until Jersey graduated, and then Peyton and Kaylee, as well as, I think it was the Reese girl, I guess, from Perkins County, was a solid one too. And so there's been some good competitions there, and so that'll continue. There'll still be some great races coming up with some of the matchups and some of our meets this year, and so excited to see how that goes. Like I said, just try to keep everybody healthy. And like I said, I mean, big difference when kids hit their junior and senior year in the sprints and jumps, just maturity-wise, it's tougher. A lot of times you can watch your younger kids, maybe freshmen, sophomores, compete a little bit more in the mid-distance distance and, you know, some of those events. But when you get to the strength and power, you know, the upperclassmen start to shine through a little bit more sometimes towards the end for us.
You always have a great junior high program. Are you going to see maybe some freshmen coming in? You always, every year, you did last year, have some girls post some good times and marks. You got a few that could sneak in this year and get some varsity time.
Yeah, like I said, that always makes it fun, and it's interesting to see who's gonna mature and step up. But, I mean, you're probably familiar a little bit with Paige Owens. Had a great wrestling season down at state and a great record, and competed, you know, really well on the wrestling side of things down there. Like I said, she's one that'll come in and high jump and hurdle and could find herself in, you know, and possibly the 4x4 as far as the relays and stuff. And yeah, we got some other young ones. Just Elena Smith was another one that competed well in cross country for us and made it down to state as a freshman, and, you know, can come in and contribute, you know, in the distance events. And so just always interesting to see who's gonna step up. I mean, Violet Sparrow is a freshman, and Dana Valdez, I mean, they were both around 13.6 in the 100, you know, and 29 seconds, you know, in junior high. And so ones you hope you can continue to develop and get some improvement and, you know, start to keep working their way, whereas as kids phase out and graduate, you know, as they become juniors and seniors, they're able to really step in and make a name for themselves and contribute and find success.
Perkins County preseason meet coming up next week, and just kind of a meet to get your feet wet and get you going for the season against a few other teams, isn't it?
It is, and sometimes it's just to compete against ourselves a little bit too. A lot of the reason, I mean, I don't really get excited hitting an indoor meet in the early week. Coming off basketball, we want to get our kids time to train and condition and decide where we're going to place people. But then there's a lot of times we may have some question marks, and we go to Perkins County, that's unlimited entry. So we can run 2 or 3 4x1s, which we have. And if we have kids squaring off for the 4x1 or 4x4 relay, we can match them in opens and, you know, get a fully automatic time coming out of the blocks in the heat of competition to see maybe who's going to step into some of those spots. So even with that, I mean, there'll be some battles within our team where we've got to solidify who's going to have the top spots in those events. So it's pretty nice to be able to go down there and have 6 or 7 kids in the shot and discus and 100 and long jump and all those things, and kind of settle that stuff a little bit with the tape measure and stopwatch moving forward, and then letting kids know where they're at and where they stack up amongst their teammates, but also to build a culture that the kids really respect each other and are going to cheer each other on regardless of whether they get that spot to compete or not, and understand that their value, I mean, it's not always in points. Sometimes our best athletes, but just most coachable kids and really contributors to hold your team together haven't always scored a lot of points for us, but they're so valuable at practice and in the locker room through encouragement and the way they conduct themselves. Those kids just make your team better, and you got to have those kids that are kind of that glue, and might not always, like you said, excel as far as points or get the recognition they deserve. They're a key component to creating the locker room and culture you need for a team to be successful.
Finally, Troy, I've had a joy in the last month or so to talk to some of your former athletes. You got a lot of kids, you know, Chase County playing a lot of college sports, and the track and field is no different for kids at Doan and at York College. They're spread all at Concordia, I do believe. So, man, it makes you feel good that those kids are really doing some good things in college track and field, too, as well.
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, you talk to Cam at York, and Coach Carver's done a great job with her, and, you know, she's really stuck with it and had different experiences, the multi, and still is, you know, last year really, you know, had some of her PRs and really improved in her 200 and 400, and Kaylee's coming off a trip to Nationals there to Florida, you know, and it's getting that taste of success there. I mean, we've had Morgan Peterson's done some cross country and track down there. We've had multiple kids, and I mean, even last night, like Bryn's out at Regis, and she started high jumping, and so she doesn't always have a high jump coach in that. So a lot of times last night, it's her sending video, and she went over 5.4 maybe last night, kind of getting back in to jump out there. So kind of tasting with that, and we'll have meets coming up here pretty soon, so that'll be fun to hear how she does. I mean, obviously coming off the volleyball and spring training, but to step back out on the track and jump, be good to see how she does. And so it's fun just touching base with all the kids, and they, especially in this time of year when they come back for spring break and come up to school and stop in the office to talk or show up out at the track at track practice to watch and observe and chat and see what the team looks like, and you know, visit with the girls and be encouragement to them, and just to catch up with them on not just track but how life is going, how college is going for them, what their goals are, and what direction they're headed. And like I said, hopefully we've made a lot more impact on them as individuals, and how they can grow as a person than what we ever did as a track coach.